Welcome to the Renaissance Insurance Coaches Show. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Holmes Community College head football coach Marcus Wood, right here on the Renaissance Insurance Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
Renaissance Insurance of Durant is grateful for the opportunity to continue to serve you. Robbie Robertson and the entire staff put their flexibility as independent agents to work for you while shopping over 20 insurance companies at once to get you the best insurance rates available, including Allstate and Travelers. Renaissance Insurance invites you to come by today and experience the customer service that continually makes the difference with our clients. Renaissance Insurance, Mulberry Street in Durant.
And welcome into the Renaissance Insurance Coaches Show. Each week we sit down with Holmes Community College head football coach Marcus Wood to talk about Holmes Bulldog football, the games, and, you know, maybe some players and other things surrounding the games. And coach, last week you went up to Northeast, going on the road for just the second time this year, had a little bit of a close game there at halftime, and then second half Northeast was able to pull away and win that one. But what were some positive takeaways from that game that you found even in a loss?
Well, I think our guys played hard. We had some injuries, but we've got some guys that hopefully will be back. And hopefully that's going to be the positive. Hopefully I get a couple of them back. I got a couple that are questionable, but hopefully we get some guys that bounce back. I thought our kicking game was really good. We averaged around 49 a punt. Our field goals were good. All those things were positive. We got to do a better job as we get into the red zone and being able to score. And then as the game progressed, we didn't tackle as well. Early on, I thought we played a little bit better. And then they out-execute us as we get into the second half a little bit, and we just got to keep improving and getting better.
You know, sometimes after a loss like that, you know, mindset can be kind of hard to keep positive, you know, especially with young kids, 18, 19, 20 years old. So what do you do to combat that, to make sure the kids, you know, still know they got a lot to play for, still got a winning season on the table and still got half a season left? So how do you keep that positive mindset going forward?
Well, I think you just really, in all honesty, I think true football players, they bounce back and they're usually pretty resilient. We've got some guys who hopefully feel like are good football players and hopefully they bounce back. We try to be positive with them. Have to alter a little bit of what we do practice because we do have some guys that are kind of banged up at the midway point in the year. The good thing is mathematically you're still in the hunt depending on what happens. Now the downside is you don't really control it like you did if you come out with a win. So we just have to stress to them that we may not be in total control of that, but we do control what we do this week. So no doubt on trying to have the winning season, no doubt on doing those positives. Playoff implications are a little harder now, no question, but still alive. So we just got to kind of keep them as positive as we can and basically talk to them about bouncing back and overcoming adversity. So, you know, our practices have been pretty quick tempo through the week, and we've tried to move them faster and just get them going and kind of have a lot of juice and a lot of energy at practice and try to build off of that. So hopefully they're resilient and bounce back. You know, most of the time kids are, especially, like I said, really talented football players in general that are actual guys that get after it and do it, they usually bounce back pretty quick. So we're hoping for a bounce back week for sure.
And you got an opportunity to bounce back this week. You're back at home, back in Goodman, where you're undefeated this year. And you're taking on Itawamba, another Northern Division opponent. So what do you know about the Indians? What do you expect out of them?
Really aggressive, young group of guys, good recruiting class that they signed this past year. These are the coaching staff that was at Kahoma, of course, last year and got Kahoma ranked nationally. They ended up having to forfeit some games due to some ineligible guys, but had done a good job getting a team together and doing a great job. So really good defensively, putting things together week by week. They've gotten better offensively, solid in specials. So it's a good football team. We've got to play, and they're getting better each week. They've played like four of the five games they've played have been against ranked opponents. So they've played a pretty tough schedule. So statistically, some of the stuff you see is probably misleading, but they have a quality team with a really good coaching staff. So we'll see. We've got to line up and play the game, no question.
Holmes Community College head football coach Marcus Wood here in the Renaissance Insurance Coaches Show tomorrow night. The Bulldogs take on Itawamba there in Goodman. If you can't make it to the game, you can hear it on Holmes Football Radio Network. Well, coach, thanks for being on the Coaches Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame.
Appreciate you, Greg. Take care.